Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 6, and the week's topic is Marketing Tactic Insights. Today, our focus is consistency, and works with truth number 24 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. The topic for today is consistency. And this comes from Truth 24 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is Consistency is Intentional and Critical in Marketing. Yes, you have heard me speak of inconsistency before. And why? Because it is so very critical to us. Today, we are going to contrast consistency with complacency. Consistency is being intentional. It is being focused. Complacency is not. And complacency is really easy to slip into, which is why we want to explore that today. But first, let's start with the Bible verse. The Bible verse we use in the book is from Hosea, and it's 13, verse 6. And it reads like this: But when they had fed to the full, they were filled, and their heart was lifted up. Therefore, they forgot me. How many times do we hear of people praying to God when things are difficult, but when things work out, they cease to pray? That is what is being reflected here in Hosea. And this is such an appropriate verse for us, because in marketing, we must always keep our focus. We must always be intentional. We cannot just forget or cease to do what is right. But I recognize that that's much easier said than done. Consistency is being intentional in absolutely everything you do, everything you say from a marketing perspective. Consistency is also being intentional in how you live the brand to those you interact with. But all too often we slip into complacency. Why do we do that? Well, it's just easier. Let's take a really simple example. We find this happens all the time. Let's say that your organization uses some shade of blue that is true to your brand. There's one particular shade you always use. But then someone does something and they change the shade a little bit. They use just a slight variation. Do you say anything to them? Do you ask them to correct it? It's easier sometimes to let it slide, isn't it? You don't want to feel like you're pointing an error out or criticizing, so we just let it go. But once one thing slips, then another thing slips, and before you know, you're being complacent and things are sliding all over the place. How do you stop it then? Color is one thing. It's an important thing, but it's just one thing. But think about everything else. Your messaging, what you say, how you say it, and the really difficult one, how you live it. I was working with a client, and their message was to share the joy of the Lord. And they had elements of their brand that included things like kindness and compassion that were woven into their brand promise. And one of the people who was running part of the organization sent a very curt email to the team and copied me on it. And I saw that email and I was a little bit stunned. There was no kindness. There was no joy. There was no thoughtfulness. There was no compassion. What had happened is they quickly sent the email out and they were completely complacent. They did not value and live the brand they wanted to convey. The impact of this, just with the immediate people who received the note, there were eye rolls and there were frustrations. It's like, ugh, this is why we get frustrated working with this person. But more importantly, if this person wasn't living the brand, why should anybody else? Did it really matter? This was a simple case of complacency, not taking the time to make sure the message was crafted correctly. And all sorts of things can happen as a result of this complacency. Truly, complacency is easy. And we hide under complacency by using different words to describe it. We may say, oh, we just want to keep the peace. We want to collaborate. We cooperate with everybody. We want to be really good team players. Those are, in my way of thinking, euphemisms for being complacent. I understand that we want to be good team players, but in the course of being a good team player, you're letting people do what they want to do, and you're not keeping them consistent to your brand promise. So while it's one thing for the people that you work with, think now about the people you serve. Aren't they going to be really confused? It's one thing to be confused on the color. Is this a blue or is it morphing into a purple? It's a whole other thing to be confused on the message or to be confused based on the behavior, because they're not seeing people in the organization itself live the brand. In the book, Marketing God, we discuss the abuse scandal of the church. This was horrible in so many ways. We know that. We mention it because of the complacency that we saw in the leaders who turned a blind eye and did not hold people accountable. Complacency is a slippery slope. Once you let a little go, it is easier to let more and more go. In marketing, complacency is insipid and can manifest itself in a variety of ways, like not using the correct logo or changing color schemes or not using the right language or message or not living the values proclaimed. You can see it in maybe not keeping websites updated or not offering thank you notes when a donation comes in. There's so many little ways that we can become complacent. The list becomes endless. Whew, so what do we do? The key is to be really clear on your brand promise, on your messaging, on your graphic standards, and then to be consistent in using them. Set high standards. Set it from the beginning. Know what matters for your brand and live that. This doesn't suggest that you're being mean or unyielding. It does suggest that you're being really focused and intentional in everything you do so that those you were trying to engage with can really connect with you and understand what you are all about. You do not cease to do it, as was suggested by Hosea, because you are satisfied. Rather, be intentional and be consistent. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, where are the places that you find you and your organization are slipping into complacency? What can you do to change that? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you at our next Marketing God podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.